It's finally here. Stop into Menards for amazing Black Friday deals. A 54-inch giant snow tube is only $9.99 each. Ladies' slippers are just $6.99 a pair. And a men's heated jacket is $49.99. Ah, there's so many great Black Friday deals. I can't list them all. You'll have to hurry to Menards while supplies last to get these and many more Black Friday deals. Sale good Black Friday through December 1st. See Menards.com for details.
Save big money at
Shop the best Black Friday weekend deals up to 70% off only at Tanger Outlets. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Coach, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and hundreds more. Find something for everyone on your list during our biggest sale of the year. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Stores open at 6 a.m. Black Friday. Get your savings at Tanger.com.
BSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in hour number three of the program here on Tuesday morning, and just saw an article pop up on social media from Variety that says moviegoers can channel their inner Glinda and Elphaba during sing-along screenings of Wicked, but they'll have to wait. Interactive showings of Universal's upcoming movie musical will be offered in roughly 1,000 North American cinemas starting on December 25th. Approximately 1 month after Wicked lands on the big screen on November 22nd. So they're going to have special sing-along showings of Wicked in the theaters so that you can go there and sing along. So do me a favor. Don't sing along if you go to the movies and it's not a sing-along edition. Because if I go to see that movie, I don't want people singing along in the audience. This is not Rocky Horror. I'm not going to hear the audience perform the movie. I'm going to see the movie. If you want to do that, save it for the sing-along edition. It's going to be a problem. I already know it. It's going to happen. I probably won't go to the theater to see it just because of that. And I don't mean to be, you know, negative about it. You should be able to enjoy the movie, but also so should everybody else around you. And I want to hear the actor's performance, not yours. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm all right.
Yesterday, they had a recall on carrots from Grimeway Farms.
Yes.
With E. coli. Well, I threw mine in the garbage can. I went to Market Basket, and it's only organic carrots.
Ah, so you tossed yours out for no reason?
Yep. I threw a 2-pound bag in the garbage can.
Well, I mean, I guess it's better safe than sorry, but still.
Uh-huh, yeah. I said, oh, man, I wish they would have said they were organic or...
Yeah, I
and
didn't...
I even told the girl in the produce department that they recalled them, and she said, oh, I'm going to have to remove all these carrots. And then I went to the service desk, and the girl said, no, they're only organic.
Well, I mean, I guess now you got to go get some more carrots, right?
Yep.
you don't want your eyesight to suffer, right? We want to eat those carrots, keep our eyes going.
You're right. I just want to let other people know in case they did what I did.
I appreciate that. But next time they don't give you all that information, I want you to just go up to the service desk and say, what's up, doc? And then...
There you go.
All right. You have a good day.
You have a nice day.
Thank you. All right, 508-996-0500. Looks like Laura's calling back in. Good morning, Laura.
Oh, I'm sorry. I never call again, but when you talked about movies, it just jogged my memory. Conclave. I went to see it. It started off slow, but then it picked up, and there's a big ending, so you should go see it.
I probably will. So that's one of the ones that I might go see, you know, during the Thanksgiving weekend.
Yes, because I remember hearing you say something about wanting to see that movie, and I went with my boyfriend to see it. He at his suggestion, because he wanted to see it. And it was very, well, I've heard about the whole process that they do anyway when they pick another pope. Mm-hmm. You know, it's quite a process. But, yeah, you'll definitely want to see it, especially because of the ending. Definitely.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome, and have a great day.
You too. And
bye.
Yeah, that's especially if there's a surprise ending. I don't want to have that. I don't want to have that ruined for me. I've had too many, you know, twist endings, surprise endings ruined for me over the years. And I'm not somebody that likes spoilers. I used to work on that show. If you remember, my friends Wes and Nick started that show, Change My Mind, and we did it here on WBSM TV on our YouTube channel prior to the pandemic. And this was something that we'd started because, like, I would listen to the two of them go back and forth when we were covering Patriots games. We'd be sitting at the table having dinner before the game or lunch, depending on, you know, the time of the game. And they would just be going back and forth about movies or TV shows or comic books or whatever. And I was like, guys, this is a podcast. Like, and it's about you trying to change the other one's mind and get them to see the way that you think. And one of the tenets for a long time of that dynamic was Nick didn't want anything to do with spoilers. Wes wanted all the spoilers he could get before he went to go see something, which I thought was extremely weird because I don't want any spoilers either. And I guess, so I was a guest on the final episode of Change My Mind not that long ago. They just because they're both so busy with their, you know, their own lives. They've both gotten married since they started it and, you know, all career changes and all that kind of stuff. So they were putting that podcast to bed, and so they had me come on the last episode, and they shocked me to tell me that Wes had started to realize he was more of a no-spoiler guy. So, but yeah, I try to avoid spoilers, and if I ever do, it's completely accidental, and I apologize. I would never want to ruin anybody's movie experience, just like I wouldn't want to, you know, sing along in the theater with a movie that I know the music to. So don't do that. All right, we can talk about all the things that we've been discussing this morning at 508-996-0500 and also via app chat. Participation Trophy Wife says, bless your heart if you think the frustrated theater kids aren't going to belt it out. Yeah, but they can go at a different screening than me. You know what? They should actually just start this ahead of time. Like, even though they're talking about having these sing-along screenings, what they should do is they should have a special, like, time. So they should make it already at the theater. Like, so AMC at the Dartmouth Mall, you should already be planning this. You know, 7 o'clock can be the sing-along showing. 9 o'clock can be the no-singing showing. Like, that would be nice. I would like that. You know, I have a tendency sometimes, too, depending on how I'm feeling. Sometimes I go to the closed caption movie because I need to have the, especially if it's a movie where I think they're going to whisper a lot, I will go to the closed caption theater. I saw that when I saw the first chapter of the It movie. I went to the, because I was like, oh, this is one where I bet you they're going to whisper a lot. So I went to that one. I think it also was the only one that I could see at that time. So it's a different experience because, you know, I also have to sit close enough so I can read it too. But maybe I'll go to one of those because it's less likely to have people singing during it. Or the lyrics are on the screen and they're more likely to sing. I don't know. So yeah, try to avoid that. There's another story that I wanted to bring up. And this is one that has been going on for a couple of months. People have been talking about the Somerset Berkeley field hockey team. Because they just won the Division II state championship over the weekend. And both goals in the game were scored by the boy player on Somerset Berkeley, number 24, Ryan Crook. And so they did talk to one of the senior captains of Norwood to get kind of her take. And, you know, she was very magnanimous about it. She didn't, you know, complain about it. The rules are the rules. And by the way, the boy's mom is also the coach of the team. But this isn't, and by the way, before people start calling in and, you know, complaining about the woke agenda and transgender and all of that, this person, Ryan Crook, is not a transgender person. He is a biological and, you know, by choice boy. He's a boy. This isn't anything to do with transgender athletes in sports. This is a rule that the MIAA has in place, and they've had in place for a long time, probably about 20 years, because I can remember boys being on local field hockey teams when I was covering it. And I started working for the Standard Times in covering high school sports in 2001. So it might not have been that early that there were boys on the teams. It might have been a couple of years after that, but it's been a long time. And that is because the MIAA has a rule in place that if they do not offer the boys or girls version of a sport in that season, then the team that exists has to let the boy or the girl on that team. So if a boy wants to play field hockey and there is no field hockey, boys field hockey team, he has to be allowed to play on the girls team. And a lot of hockey players, ice hockey players, want to play field hockey. I shouldn't say a lot, but the boys who do are usually playing because they're also ice hockey players. And so that's getting them better ready for their ice hockey season than if they were to play football or track or something. So that's why you see boys on the field hockey team. Also, there were no girls ice hockey teams for a long time, and there's a few now. They usually takes a couple of schools feeding into them, or a few schools have their own teams. But that was something that has kind of come up into the last decade or so. Before that, girls that wanted to play ice hockey played on the boys' team. The Wareham ice hockey team had girls on the team. Girls that wanted to play football, because there is no girls football team, if a girl wanted to come out and play football, she had to be allowed to try out for the boys' team. And I know Wareham had a girl on the team. She was a kicker. And I know there's been other girls that have been on teams locally. I covered a girl who was a youth baseball player who was one of the best players on the team, one of the best hitters on the team. And when it came time to go to high school, she talked about wanting to play baseball as opposed to softball because they're technically not the same sport. She didn't want to get pitched to underhand. She wanted to get overhand baseball pitches. And they were prepared at the time to argue their case if they had to the MIAA to get her on the baseball team. They ended up deciding not to do that. She ended up joining the softball team instead. But I wrote a whole article about, you know, this is the path that they're probably going to have to take in order to make that happen. Now, in 2021, the MIAA did vote to create an all-boys field hockey league that would have 7-on-7 teams. And that's more because, you know, 11-on-11 is normally for girls field hockey, but I think the 7-on-7 was more because they knew they wouldn't have enough boys for 11-on-11. But that was in 2021 that they voted to create that, and to date, they have not had a single team been formed because there's not enough interest in the boys playing field hockey. So the ones that do, they have to let on to the girls' teams. And quite often when there's a boy on the field hockey team, they are one of the better players. And that's not just because, and I know people say, well, of course they're better players because they're boys. They're built physically different. They're faster. They're stronger. That's not necessarily true. All right. A lot of the girls on these field hockey teams are phenomenal athletes, and some of them could run circles around some of the boys. The reason why you see boys on these field hockey teams that are dominant is because they're ice hockey players year round. So they're playing ice hockey in the winter during the season. Then they're playing hockey in the spring and in the summer as part of their, you know, year round kind of training. And kids don't really cross train anymore. You know, gone are the days of when a kid plays soccer in the fall, basketball or football in the fall, basketball in the winter, baseball in the summer, in the spring, and you know, then Little League in the summer or whatever, you know, however they shake it out. Those days are gone. There are still kids that do that, but for the most part, kids are specializing in sports. And it was, I've written so many articles about this over the years at the Standard Times that the specialization was causing other sports to fall by the wayside. And because kids were, you know, wanting to be the best baseball player they could, for example, they'd be committed to baseball year round. So they wouldn't go play soccer or football or whatever in the fall because they'd be, as soon as their summer season was over, they're doing fall ball. And then when that's over, they're inside the batting cages or they're in, you know, they're doing indoor pitching training or whatever. And they're getting hyper-focused on one particular sport. And that's why you started to see, you know, participation drop off in some of these other sports. It wasn't that less kids wanted to play sports. That is part of the issue. But it was more because they were specializing in one sport, so they weren't really going into all of these other things. And that's what a lot of these boy field hockey players are doing, is they're specializing in hockey, and this is a way that they can play in a competitive manner for their high school in the fall. And by the MIAA rules, they have to allow that. Now, the MIAA tried in creating this all-boys league to mitigate that and to say, here, look, now you can have a boys team, but they don't have the interest level to be able to field those teams, no pun intended. So if you're going to complain about there being boys on the field hockey team, well, then I guess you also have to complain if there's girls on the football team or girls on the ice hockey team. Or if a girl wanted to play baseball. Because that's why this rule exists. And this is nothing new. This is not the first boy to play field hockey. This has been going on, like I said, for probably 20 years. And other teams learned to adapt. And other teams learned to game plan around there being a boy on the team. And I would hope that this kid isn't going out there trying to mow down the girls that he's up against. I would think that he's aware of any size or strength advantage he may have. And I say may because I don't know that he does or he doesn't. But he's also probably a very highly skilled player. Now, like I said, his mom is the coach. I don't know how much that plays into it. In terms of, you know, does she give him extra training? Was she raising him to be a field hockey player? I don't know. But this is a rule that was created in fairness. And I think more adults are upset about it than the actual kids that play. Most of the time when I've interviewed people about this, and it was something we've done numerous stories on over the years for the paper, most of the time the coaches, the parents, they were upset about there being a boy on the team. The girls that were actually on the team didn't care. Whether it was the team that the boy was on or the team they were going up against, they're like, man, well, it is what it is. He wants to play. He should be able to play. So I don't see any way that this is going to change anytime soon unless they suddenly do a whole bunch of recruiting and get a bunch of boys interested in playing field hockey. And my guess is that the reason why they can't get more boys to play, because there is still a great interest in ice hockey around here, it's probably twofold. One, they're not familiar enough with the sport. And it's long been associated as a girls or women's game. And two, they're probably already playing other fall sports. They're probably on the football team. They're probably on the track team, the cross country team, rather. They're probably on the soccer team. Because they might not be specializing in ice hockey like some of these other boys are. 508-996-0500. Take a break. We'll be back in a few moments. A quick call before we go into the news. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hey, Tim. I went to your dog and I tried the kill soup.
What'd you think?
You wanted me to call you to tell you how I thought. Yeah. It was okay, but the casserole sandwich was dry. There was hardly like any sauce on it.
Really dry? I've always had one that's like way too saucy.
Your advice, I went and I had the soup and I had the french fries and I had the sandwich.
Wow. I'm surprised.
There was like no sauce, like you know when how they put it in the sauce when they make casserole?
Yeah.
There was like hardly no sauce. It was dry.
Usually the bread's like falling apart. It's so sauced. Yeah. But maybe it's because so many people were going there because we were talking about it that they ran out.
Yeah, I just wanted to let you know what I thought of the soup. Like you told me for me to call in and tell you.
Well, I mean, the soup wasn't dry, right?
No, how was the food drive?
It was really good. We had a lot of people came down and dropped stuff off. We had people coming with whole cars full of stuff. So I think we're going to be able to make a lot of people have a nice Thanksgiving.
Any good places around the area that do have good casserole?
So I've heard that Al's Cafe has some of the best around, but I've never had it there. And I love the casserole. It's not like the pulled pork. It's more the chunks. But I love the casserole from the butcher shop. It's very good.
All right, Tim. Okay.
All right. You have a good day.
You too.
All right. We will take more of your calls coming up, 508-996-0500. But right now, let's turn things over to Phil Devitt in the WBSM newsroom.
Biden gives the missile go-ahead to Ukraine. Will the Matt Gaetz ethics probe see the light of day? And good luck beating this Airbnb deal.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Multiple sources indicate President Biden is giving the okay to Ukraine to strike Russia with U.S.-made long-range missiles. At the same time, there are reports Ukraine plans to launch strikes in the coming days. This comes after news of North Korean soldiers arriving at the front to fight alongside Russian troops. The House may vote to release former Congressman Matt Gaetz's ethics probe. President-elect Trump selected the former Florida Republican to be his attorney general with a probe involving bribes and illegal sexual activity surrounding the congressman. Some Republican senators have questioned whether Gaetz is the best person for the job. House Speaker Mike Johnson is pushing to keep the report sealed. An attorney says two of his clients have told the House Ethics Committee that Gaetz paid them for sex. Florida attorney Joel Leppard tells NBC News that one of his clients also saw Gaetz having sex with an underage woman at a house party in 2017. Trump's nominee for national security advisor says no one on his team is questioning his cabinet picks.
This team, you don't have anybody on the team thinking they know better than him or want to undermine or obfuscate. We are all on board rowing in the same direction.
Republican Congressman Michael Waltz of Florida adds there is an excitement among the picks and they are ready to get to work. Sean Diddy Combs' lawyers say feds raided his jail cell and seized privileged materials. Lisa Taylor with the details.
According to TMZ, Sean Combs' attorney claimed those materials included notes to his legal team about defense witnesses and strategies for his trial. The trial is set for May in New York. Diddy is behind bars for alleged sex trafficking. I'm Lisa Taylor.
The U.S. Postal Service is coming out with a Betty White stamp. The late actress's image is one among a few new stamps to debut next year. The Postal Service called the Golden Girl star an icon of American television who gained younger generations of fans as she entered her 90s. The stamp features a digital illustration of White based on a 2010 photograph of her. She died at 99 years old in 2021. Nearly 80 million Americans are expected to travel over the Thanksgiving holiday, AAA predicting the numbers will surpass pre-pandemic levels and set a new record between November 26th and December 2nd. Most will travel by car, but airlines are gearing up as well. Add another Oscar to the legacy of Quincy Jones, the legendary music producer who died this month at 91, was posthumously awarded an honorary Lifetime Achievement Oscar at the Governor's Awards in Hollywood over the weekend. His daughter, actress Rashida Jones, accepted the award. Jones, who produced a huge list of hits, also produced movies including The Color Purple and did the soundtracks for films including In Cold Blood and The Wiz. And Airbnb and Paramount Pictures are teaming up to offer two nights of entertainment next year at the Colosseum in Rome. More from Tammy Trujillo.
The event is meant to celebrate the release of Ridley Scott's Gladiator II. It's not an overnight stay, but guests will have a tour of the Colosseum and then train in gladiator combat over the course of 3 hours. Airbnb says the event is about preservation, having donated $1.5 million to the Colosseum. Not everyone is happy, however, with at least one former European Parliament member likening the event to turning the Colosseum into a theme park. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
WBSM Sports.
Celtics at TD Garden to play the Cleveland Cavaliers tonight at 7. Bruins home to play the Utah Hockey Club on Thursday. Patriots in Miami to play the Dolphins on Sunday.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Cool, sunny, and breezy today and tomorrow. Elevated fire conditions remain, but moderate to heavy rain comes in Thursday morning. First significant rainfall in over a month. Showers linger into Friday and maybe Saturday. Colder air moving in with the storm, so expect temps in the 40s through the start of the weekend. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
That's how Wham was introduced to the world. And on the surface, that's a silly song. It's called Wham Rap. But it was actually a protest song for the younger generation that was protesting the Labor Party. And so they were like, hey, like, we're not, no, don't tell us to get jobs. We're not existing to just go and find whatever job we can get and just work that career. We want to be who we want to be. And so that was actually a protest song, but it was also kind of cheesy too. I don't think that rapping was George Michael's forte, but it's still a fun song and a really, really fun video. If you watch the music video, very good. If you watch the documentary too about George Michael that was on Netflix, that was also pretty well done. So we've been talking about some different stories this week, but one of the ones that we are certainly going to keep discussing is this red flag warning that we're in, the idea that we are in a drought. We are at a point where, you know, you can't take the chance. We saw what happened yesterday in Fairhaven. Somebody had an outdoor fire going, and that turned into not only their shed catching on fire, but apparently a propane tank exploding, their deck burning, part of their home burning, and it caused significant damage. So you've got to be aware of what's going on and, you know, be cautious about how you approach that. So obviously no outdoor fires. Those are banned right now. But don't even throw a cigarette out the window, because you could ignite something and then that could become a huge problem. That could become the next big wildfire just from somebody's cigarette thrown out the window. So try to be aware of these issues and be respectful of them. Because don't worry, eventually we'll get enough rain that we won't be in a significant drought status anymore. But unfortunately, that probably won't be the next couple of days. Because even though we are expecting rain on Thursday and Friday, I'm just reading this article on NewEnglandCableNews.com, Neckin.com, and their meteorologist, Matt, what's his name? Oh, Pete Bouchard, is saying that they're expecting about a half inch of rain. And perhaps a little bit more in some of the elevated areas. But there won't be enough rain for us to get out of drought status. And then who knows, you know, when the next time we're going to get rain after that is. So this will help, but it's not going to solve all the problems. We need significant rainfall. And we need you to try to obey these warnings and heed these warnings until we get that significant rainfall. I don't think that that's, you know, a lot to ask. When you are inconvenienced, we'll say, by not being able to throw a cigarette butt out a window or not being able to run your sprinkler outside in November in New Bedford. It's okay. Your lawn will survive. Your lawn will be fine. And you can still go outside with the hose and water your lawn. You just can't leave the sprinkler running all day. Your lawn is going to die soon anyway. Just let it go. Let it go. You can bring it back in the spring. But these fires are getting more and more concerning because we've had them on the North Shore. Now we have one burning at the Blue Hills Reservation in Milton around Houghton Pond. So we're getting more and more of these happening. And more happening down in our area. Just, you know, knock on wood that we don't get one of these in Massasoit or in Miles Standish or in some of the Dartmouth areas or Westport areas. You know, and it takes one irresponsible person to burn hundreds of acres of forest. 508-996-0500. App chat, open line voicemails on the WBSM app. We'll take a break here and be back in a few moments. Welcome back. And that's a song I have to sing to people all the time. Leave me alone. Just leave me alone. So, you know, the Patriots didn't play their best on Sunday, but I still look at that as a positive. You know, they kept it close. The defense kind of let them down a little bit, but they got Christian Barmore back. So that's positive moving forward. It's, you know, these are all positive steps. Nobody expected to win every game this year. And in fact, people expected to lose every game. And some people are still crying that they should be losing every game for better draft positioning. But what you are seeing is you are seeing a team that is developing before your eyes. And this is the way that it used to work before you got the greatest quarterback of all time who led you to a Super Bowl the first time you got a chance to be a starter. That's an anomaly. This is how teams are built. This is how teams are built for the long haul. In slow, methodical steps. Maybe not too slow. They could have moved a little faster with some of the talent, but still. But now they're hoping the defense can get back on track this week when they return to AFC East action. The Patriots are heading to South Florida to take on their longtime rivals, the Miami Dolphins. One of their rivals. Patriots-Dolphins kickoff is at 1 p.m. with pregame on WBSM beginning at 10 a.m. You can catch the game on 99.5 FM and 1420 AM. You can catch all of our regular Sunday programming on WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. We will have the Patriots all season long right here on WBSM. So, and if you, even if the game isn't entertaining you, hearing Zolak, Zoe is certainly in a class of himself when it comes to some of the entertaining ramblings that he pulls out during the game. What was it? Unicorns, rainbows, you know, that famous call. That's what Zoe brings to the game. And good on Bob Soucy for just being able to be the straight man for it all. But it's it adds a different element. I think we're lucky that we have great radio play-by-play people for all the sports and great TV play-by-play. You know, a lot of people were down on the new guy for the Celtics broadcast. Was it Drew? I can't think of his name. I'm blanking on it. But, you know, it took me a while. And I love Scal. I covered Scal as a player. I hung out with Scal at a summer league game when it was LeBron's first ever game. And he convinced me then that he was just a funny guy, and I knew then he had a future in broadcasting because the way he was just running commentary through the whole game. And I love the guy. I do. But it was hard to get used to him doing the color commentary on the games. Because more than anything, it bothers me how he says we. And I get it. He was part of the team. So he has that advantage over, you know, other broadcasters that refer to the home team as we. I don't like it. You're not part of the team. And it's the sports writer's rule of thumb. You know, you never say we, you say they. You're not on the team. And that kind of permeates the way that I hear coverage. So it hits my ear oddly. But I've gotten used to it over time. And I think he does a pretty good job. When he's breaking something down and he's not in the goofy shtick, he can break down the plays pretty well. And they're doing a great job, the two of them together, of giving you the action, but also giving you entertaining stuff, because some of these games are not as close as, you know, what we saw the other night and what we shouldn't be seeing against some of these teams, because the Celtics should have their foot on the gas pedal. But instead of playing down to some of the competition in some cases, but, you know, they can make those games entertaining. And that adds a new element to the game. Like, I'll never forget, I bring this example up all the time, but there was like a 14-inning game that the Red Sox were playing in one night. It was just a regular season game, and I was building a desk that I had purchased, and it was like one of those, you know, the late 90s, early 2000s kind of, you put it in the corner, and it had the computer went in the middle, and it had the two shelves kind of sticking out at a 45-degree angle on either side, and it was a real pain to put together. It was not as easy as I thought it was going to be. And I'm in like hour four of putting this thing together on the floor of my living room, watching that game with my wife at the time. And, you know, the Sox are going 14 innings. And by this point, Jerry Remy and then Sean McDonough had completely lost their minds. And they're just going back and forth and joking. And, you know, they bring out Rich Garces and they're like, oh, here he comes. He's the best 14th inning pitcher in all of baseball. You know, like just dumb stuff like that. But that's what made me want to stay tuned in, when normally I'd be like, I should just put this away and go to bed and worry about it in the morning. So in some cases, the broadcasters can really make the game. And we're lucky that we have broadcasters that can do it. Nobody's better at that, in my opinion, than Sean Grandy. Grandy and Maxwell together, they do a great job together. And they do a great job of working in their shtick without letting it overshadow the game and giving you everything you need to know from the game. And nobody is better prepared stats-wise and storyline-wise than Sean Grandy. And I thought for sure he was going to get the TV job. I don't know what happened there. But, you know, he is the best at what he does. And someday, you know, we'll remember him the same way we remember Johnny Most. Really quickly here, there's a story at WCVB.com that Stop and Shop and Hannaford, which are both owned by the same company, they both went through a systems hack. And they're still sorting things out. They're hoping to get back on track before Thanksgiving. They realize that there's empty shelves where fresh meat and produce should be. But they're hoping that they can get some of it back in time for Thanksgiving. They're still investigating what actually happened. And they're also taking steps to assess and mitigate the issue. But they will have the shelves restocked. They just might have limited inventory for certain products. They did say, however, that they are well-stocked with turkeys and hams for Thanksgiving. But now the bigger issue is, because it's before Thanksgiving, there's limited capacity for trucking, for warehousing, and, you know, some of it's already committed, so they can't get extra stuff brought to the Stop and Shops and the Hannafords that need to make up for the deficit. But just be aware, they are working on the problem. They understand it. I see Lamone is on hold. And Lamone, I've got to take another break. And it's a lengthy break, and I don't think I'm going to get to you today. So you'll have to call back tomorrow. We'll be back in just a few moments. And that's all. That's all for me for today. Stay tuned for Chris McCarthy. He's coming your way with South Coast Now. He's got Mayor John Mitchell today, 11 o'clock hour, Chris? Yes, sir. in the 11 o'clock hour. And also on Thursday morning, I'll be joined by some folks from the New Bedford Police Department and Reverend David Lima as well. We're going to be discussing the upcoming Guns for Groceries event that'll be taking place, where I got to find out how many groceries I need to bring to get a gun.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. And now, during our Black Friday sale, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed. Plus free home delivery when you add a base. And Cyber Monday. To find a store near you, visit sleepnumber.com.